We continue on the top of Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph at the Mishnah. Elu Asurin V'Ostrin B'Cholshu. So the following are items that Asur, and when they're mixed together, and they Asur B'Cholshu, that even Afilu B'Elef Lo Batil. And the Gemara is going to explain why it's Afilu B'Elef Lo Batil. Is it because it's a Dabar Chashuv? Is it because it's Yisuri Hana? Now the Gemara is going to discuss that. But now we have the following examples of which items are Asur Behana if there is a Taroves. Yayin Nesach, Avoros Kochavim, Oros Levuvin. Oros Levuvin are the skin, the hide of an animal that the heart was pierced out, the heart was taken out for Avodah Zarah purposes, and there was a hole in the skin. That's how they knew that it was used for Avodah Zarah, so that or is Asur Behana if it gets mixed in with other oros, it would have feel be'elof lo batil. Shor haniskal, an ox that was going to be put to death, condemned to die. That's also, if it gets mixed up, it's asur be'hana. Egla arufa, presumably after the animal was cut up, the pieces of meat get mixed in from the egla arufa with other regular kosher pieces of meat. The whole mixture is now asur. Tzipurei mitzora, the birds of the Mitzorah, if they get mixed up with other animals, it becomes a filbet lobatul. Usar nazir, the hair of a nazir would be usar. Petar chamor, so long as the chamor, the donkey, is not redeemed, it's usar behana, Rashi says. Chulin basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav becomes usar behana if an item became basar b'chalav and then that piece of meat now got mixed in with other pieces of meat, it's a filbet lobatul. Usar mishtaleach, the sayer which is sent off on Yom Kippur that gets mixed in, that's asur behana. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, if chulin was, right, it's mundane food which is now being shechted in the azara, harei elu asurin ve'osrin b'cholshu, so that gets mixed up with other things. In all these cases, if there is a tarovis of this item and kosher items, they're asur b'cholshu, there is no recourse, afilu be'elef lo batil. So now the Gemara asks, as I mentioned, as I alluded to earlier, what's the reason behind this list of things that Asur B'Cholshu? Tana Maika Chashiv, what's the cheshbon that the author of the Mishnah is making here with this special list of items which are Asur B'Cholshu? E Devar Sheva Minyan Kachashiv, if he's focusing on the fact that it's a Devar Sheva Minyan, it's something which is counted, and Devar Sheva Minyan is considered, Devar Chashiv is considered something significant, and that's the reason why it's Asur B'Cholshu. Well, listening Nami Chatichos Nevela, well, we should have another category in the Mishnah of pieces of Nevela that gets mixed up with other pieces of kosher meat, then we should have an Asur B'Cholshu. If the cheshbon is that these are items which are asur behana, well then listing nami chametz pesach, chametz on pesach should be listed as one of the items because it's asur behana. If it got mixed up, I feel be'elof lo batil. So what is it? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba v'itim Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, haitana tarti islei. Our Tana in the Mishnah is not saying that chametz pesach is not a feel be'elof lo batil or chatichos nevelos is a feel be'elof lo batil. These are all cases of when there's a taruvis, it would not be batil even in 1,000. But why specifically were those not mentioned? It's because you need to have two requirements in order to be listed in our Mishnah. Number one, you need to have be a Devar Sheva Minyan plus an item which is Asur Behana. So Kumar says, well, if that's the case, we have others that we could list. If we're listening to Agoze Perach V'rimone Badan, we can use the Agozim from Perach or the Rimonim from Badan. These are examples of Orla and Kilayim, as Rashi points out, and therefore these are Afilu Be'elof Lo Batil. There's a mixture, so why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? The Gemara answers, it could have been mentioned in the Mishnah. However, Hatana Lehasam, Harailu Orla Orla, Harailu Kile Kerem, it already mentioned it in Mishnah, in Orla, and to tell us that it's Afilu Be'elof Lo Batil, there wasn't necessary to mention it a second time. But listening Kikar Shel Baal HaBayis, well, what about the fact of Kikar Shel Baal HaBayis? Chametz on Pesach, if you have Kikar Shel Baal HaBayis, the bread owned by Baal HaBayis, it comes out Asur Behana. So, and it's a Devar Sheva Minyan, because now we're dealing with not just Chametz on Pesach, but it's Kikaros. So Kikaros comes in a Devar Sheva Minyan, it's significant. Why isn't it listed? So the Gemara says, but hold on a second. Man Shamas the Amrele, who's the person that you heard from that made this comment before. This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Kalski, Karosha Balabai, said, Devar Shem Minyan, as well as something which is Asr Behana. Well, Hatan Alei Hasam. But we already have in that same mission in Orla, Rabbi Akiva Mosif, Afki Karosha Balabai, that Rabbi Akiva added on, Ki Karosha Balabai, to fit into that category. So again, because it was already mentioned once, it does not need to be mentioned a second time. So all we're doing here in the Gemara is simply trying to understand the process of the list. Why are only these items listed as Osurin B'chol Shehu, even though there are other items which, if they were mixed together with heter items, they would also be Osur B'chol Shehu. So it has to be Osur B'hana and the Darashe B'minyan. The Gemara continues, Hare Elu. Now if you look back in our Mishnah began, the first line says, these are Usr, and they're Usr B'chol Shehu. And then the last line was, these are Usr, and Usr B'chol Shehu. So the question is, why repeat it? Why say it twice? So sometimes, and it says it twice, it's coming to exclude something. So the Gemara asks, Hare Elu Lemute Mai, what is this coming to exclude? Lemute Devash B'minyan, V'lavi Surihana, Inami Lemute Yisurihana, V'lo Devash B'minyan. So what is it coming to exclude? This list, which is essentially just a continuation of the previous Gemara, this list, which only has something which is the Derash B'minyan and Asr B'hana, it's coming to the Hare Elus, it's coming to exclude something which only has one of the two. Only Asr B'hana, but not a Derash B'minyan, or is a Derash B'minyan, but not Asr B'hana, those would not be considered Asr B'chol Shehu according, or meet the standards of Asr B'chol Shehu of our Mishnah. But in general, we do paskin that they would be Asr and Asr B'chol Shehu, even if they won't necessarily follow the opinion of the Tana in our Mishnah.